Once upon a time in the land of the Ogla, 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 Phipp, there dwelt a family of hummingbirds. Moe, Mrs. Moe, and itty-bitty baby Moe. They lived in a big forest of tar paper, and they loved to fly and fly and fly, but they were very small, as all hummingbirds are. Say, Moe was about a half an inch long, and Mrs. Moe was about a quarter of an inch long, and itty-bitty baby Moe was about as big as a collar button. So they flew about very happily, Moe out in the lead, and Mrs. Moe behind, oh, and way in the back was just a bit of baby Moe, about as big as a collar button. And they flew through the trees, and they flew over the brook, and they flew over the ocean, and they flew in the good old summertime, and they threw through storms, they flew. And they flew everywhere, and always with Moe out in front, who was about a half an inch long, and Mrs. Moe was behind him. And way in the back, itty-bitty baby Moe was about as big as a collar button. Now, the only trouble was, when you're only as big as a collar button, it's hard to fly as fast as other hummingbirds. So itty-bitty baby Moe used to get way far behind, like this, Moe. Out in front. And Mrs. Moe behind her, and way back, itty bitty baby Moe. And then one day it happened. Moe got lost, and he didn't know what to do or where he was. So being a baby and looking for Moe, who was about half an inch long, and Mrs. Moe was about a quarter of an inch long, Moe, little bitty baby Moe, started to call for his mother. How do you suppose a teeny weeny itty bitty hummingbird, only as big as a little bit of a pinhead or a collar button, could ever call for his mother? Well, he used to call for her like this. Hey, Mom!